The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
It's just going to be like up high.
Hey, it's me, George Godfrey here. I've been sitting in on the evening show for Gordon, and on this week's podcast, you are going to hear my conversation with Sam Fender, all about the release of his debut album, Hypersonic Missiles. It is going to be happening on the 9th of August, and he had a little chat with me live on the show from his tour bus, so make sure you stick around for that. Also, we've got a brilliant classic album of the week from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and plenty of other highlights from the show.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Welcome to the show tonight, Mr. Sam Fender.
Hello.
How are you doing, matey?
I'm good, how are you?
All very good. I'm very excited for you today because there's been some big news that some people may not have heard of, but I'm going to assume that everyone has. But do you want to tell us anyway?
Yes, we have announced the release of my album, which will be coming out in August.
Absolutely pumped for you. And you're on the bus right now. Where are you heading?
We are heading to the ferry to get over to Paris to start the tour. We're starting the European tour in Paris tomorrow night.
And lovely job.
We're on the bus. We've got a new guitar in the corner. And we've named it Shearer.
Perfect. Black and white guitar as well, as we would
Black
expect.
Black white guitar.
Will Shearer be getting an outing tonight?
Shearer's going out tomorrow night for the majority of the gig, aren't I?
Perfect. Well, what a way to kick off your European tour. Listen, mate, Hypersonic Missiles is the title of the new album, and I wanted to ask, because, you know, that is a huge tune in itself. How long did you know that was going to be the title for the album?
You know what it is? Like, pretty much, like, I was, like, trying to think of a title, and I was listening to Hype. It was around the time Hypersonic came out, and it was kind of like, someone asked us the other day, like, oh, why did you call it Hypersonic Missiles? And it's just kind of one of those things. It was like, I could think of, like, a really clever answer for it. Like, I could try and think of, like, you know, a reason for why I've actually called it. Or, like, oh, it's because it's a bit of jargon from the papers and it just sums up the times. But genuinely, man, it was just because it sounds cool. I was
Fair
like,
enough.
Hypersonic Missiles is a vicious title, so...
Absolutely.
That's purely it. It's just genuinely because I thought it sounded decent. That
well,
was it.
It does also make every song sound like an individual weapon as well.
But yeah, it's pretty hectic. Like, I mean, some pretty hectic weapons on there. Like,
and one of the stories that I like behind the album is that you and your mates built the studio to record it in. Now, how much DIY was involved with that, and how are you on the tools? Like, was there any hiccups doing that?
We built the studio though. The lads did loads of the building. Got a whole reassembled Glasgow gym school floor thing. It's like an old gym floor thing. So, like, there's loads of mad stuff that's went into it, but they did most of the DIY. I just did loads of the drinking tea and, like, looking at the thing, you know what I mean? I'm a lazy bugger. Nope. But no, I was away doing promo, as usual.
You're busy, man, mate. You can't all be down B&Q every weekend.
That's my excuse. I try it. That's the excuse I used to get out of. Where I'm just work shy, mate.
Yeah, fair enough. All right then, Sam, we're going to come back in a minute and talk about what you've got lined up for this summer. But first, let's get on one of my favourite tunes from you, Play God.
Radio X.
Radio X.
So good to get that on your radio. It's Blur. This is Hello. You're listening to The Evening Show on Radio X with me, George Godfrey. And the reason that we are playing that absolutely classic track from them is because that album, Park Life, is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. And there's been a little bit of news surrounding that because Damon Albarn has revealed that they've had some offers sent their way to possibly do some 25th anniversary shows to celebrate that. But he's also revealed why he won't do it. So basically, he told the Metro that, yeah, the offers have been in, but I would only want to perform them in sort of like a positive way, in a positive environment, saying that basically, maybe if we got to the point of having a second referendum, then he'd be happy to do it, because then he'd be playing the record as a celebration, as a way of reminding ourselves of a time when we had an idea of Britishness that wasn't political. It was more just about the music and about our culture. So it's a bit naive, no questions, but it had its funny side, it had a humour to it, and it was satirical in some parts. He's not against performing the album, but doesn't want to do it as if it was in a way where he felt like it was all about the money. So, I mean, I would say, for me, I'm in any position where I'd just love to see Blur play full stop, but hey, you never know. If you want to hear more about this story, just go to our website, radiox.co.uk.
Radio X. Radio X. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week. X.
So in case you missed it earlier on, tonight's classic album of the week is dedicated to Foo Fighters In Your Honour. Yes, this is the part of the show where we pay homage to some of our favourite old school records. And this one was the band's fifth album, released back in June 05, which I don't want to make anyone feel too old, is approaching 14 years old. Yes, 14 years. It was the band's first double album, with the first half being the classic sort of heavy Foos, and the second disc was a bit more mellow. There's a couple of acoustic tracks on there, which was apparently a deliberate plot from Mr. Grohl to make the Foos diversify after putting out what had basically just been big rock bangers for about a decade. He called this one the Bottle and the Hangover record, which I don't like that turn of phrase. So the idea was to write some softer songs after David started writing acoustically for a film score. He basically ended up taking some of the songs then to the rest of the band, and hey presto, we got an extra record. Hit number two here in the UK and in the US, and hit the top spot in five countries around the world. It includes Best of You, DOA, No Way Back, Cold Day in the Sun, all huge tracks. Cold Day in the Sun, remember that one was the first one that had Taylor Hawkins on lead vocals and Dave behind the kit. We've also got Friend of a Friend on there, which I've just learned as well was so old that Dave actually wrote that when he was in Nirvana. So it's about Kristen Kurt, really. The New York Times called this album an unexpected magnum opus. But I want to know what you think about it. What are your memories of this album? What are your favourite tracks? 83936 is the number to text to get involved. Or you can tweet at Radio X, our classic album of the week. Foo Fighters, In Your Honour.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool.
Radio X.
The one with the music video that made everyone feel a bit seasick with all that spinning round. Foo Fighters, DOA on Radio X. Rounding off our selections from our classic album of the week, In Your Honour. And before that as well, Best of You, the lead single, which anyone who's seen the band live will agree is just one of the biggest live tracks. Everyone belting it out. Absolutely class. And then the song that you can hear in the background is No Way Back. Remember, that was the double A-side single released with Cold Day in the Sun. And one more bit of trivia about our classic album of the week. Guest appearances. Got Josh Homme in there, John Paul Jones, and Norah Jones as well. Cheers for everyone's messages in. We've had some lovely stuff. Esme in Reading. George, one of my favourite Foos albums of all time. So many happy memories with this one. Steph's been in touch saying, I'm a Nirvana banana. I've been a fan from the beginning, listening to him when Chad was the drummer. And love the fact that Dave's holding down the fort to this day. Big talk coming in from Adrian Cool on Twitter. His favourite is the title track from the album because it opens with just utter rage. Says he's not sure if Dave's done a better vocal since. It's big talk, but hey, thanks for your message.
Radio X.
Radio X.
So it's Sam Fender with Play God on the Radio X Evening Show, and we have still got the man himself on the line. So Sam, since you were last on the show with Gordon, you've been out in the States playing a couple of shows, as well as doing some big TV appearances. How did you find it out there?
It's mad, aye. It's a big old place, isn't it, the States? We had a lush time, like. We went over to LA, went to Texas, New York, and we also went up to Canada as well. Really enjoyed Canada. That was nice. We had like one gig in Toronto, which is mad.
Where was your favourite place to play?
I think New York, man. It's like probably my favourite place I've been in the States. LA, people don't really walk around. You know what I mean? Like, it's so big that everyone drives over there, so it's kind of, it doesn't have that, like, I don't know. But Texas and New York were a bit more kind of like, there's people on the street, you know what I mean? And people are kind of like hustling and...
Yeah.
talking to each other and that, and being a bit like, it's a bit more, I feel like there's a bit more going on the streets, whereas like LA, like I was walking around, I think I was the only person walking around. Everyone was just looking at us from their cars like, what's this freak doing? What's this pale white freak doing on the side of the road?
Now, I saw the picture on Twitter, but where was it where you met your man Sting?
Oh, Sting?
Yeah.
I met him in Toronto.
How was that meeting?
Pretty mad, like, he walked in and gave us a hug and said he was proud of us, and then I said, I'm proud of you, Sting. It was the only thing that came up. I don't know why. That was the first thing I came up with. I was like, I'm proud of you, Sting!
It's a good response. I think you're going to find yourself in more and more situations over the next year as well, where you're going to be meeting sort of like your heroes like that. And I was wondering, in a dream scenario where one of them might want to collaborate, if it could be anyone, who would you want to work with most?
You know who I'd probably really, really want to work with, but it just, I don't think it'll happen because I don't think it's very well, bless her. I would love if Joni Mitchell got better somehow. If she was like in a place where she could do music again. Yeah. I mean, she would never collaborate with anyone because she's too cool, but like, I would just love to, like, it wouldn't even be a collaboration. Like, if I could just sit on a song and just sing something or just noodle a guitar in the background while, or just to see her play. I mean, not even collaborate, just to see Joni Mitchell play would be insane.
As well as that, you have got some huge shows coming up, including your festival season, Glastonbury, Neighbourhood Weekend. You're going to be doing Hyde Park with Neil Young and Bob Dylan. I can't ask you to pick which one of these shows you're most excited for, but I'm going to anyway, so...
I've got to say Neil Young and Bob Dylan, haven't I? Because they're the two biggest legends going, like, you know, pretty much. So that's... I like two of my heroes. So I'm mega excited to do that. But I'm mega excited to play Mouth of the Tyne as well.
Oh, of course, yeah, your show at the castle.
Right, back home. I'm excited to play that back home. That'll be a good laugh.
Have you got loads of your mates coming down? Like, how many people were pestering you for tickets for that one?
Loads of people are pestering us for tickets. And I tell you who's the worst at pestering us for tickets.
Go on.
Kids at school that were total, like, total arseholes. Like, I didn't even hang out with them in school. Like, kids that gave us bother in school, like, oh, Sam, I'm going to have a ticket. I'm like, no, you can't have a ticket. I didn't hang out with you in school. And I'm definitely not going to hang out with you now.
That's fair enough. Gordon has asked me to ask you as well, how is Jack Matheson, and is he going to be going as well?
Jack Matheson will definitely be there along with Jimmy Lane. Jimmy Lane will definitely be there as well. Jimmy Lane's going to be chewing everybody's ears off all night long.
Well, I look forward to hopefully seeing them down at plenty of these shows over the summer. Listen,
you need to meet Jimmy Lane, like, you won't forget it.
Listen, Sam, thanks so much for speaking to us. We're going to play out with that sound. And the album Hypersonic Missiles is out on the 9th of August. Don't miss it.
Radio X.
So during that Blink-182 song, I've just been reading an interesting little article about their first ever gig. It was in an interview that Mark Hoppus recently did with Rock Sound. He said apparently it was back in 1992... when Blink was still an unsigned band and Travis Barker was yet to join, who, argue with me, but he's the best part of the band. So apparently, first Blink show, they played a biker bar in San Diego, and it was only the bartender, one patron, and the three of them in the room. That was it. They played one song, and then this one guy said, can you turn it down a little bit? So they turned it down. Then they played another song, and he said, do you know what? Can you turn it down a little bit more, lads? So they turned it down. They managed to just about get a third song in, and he said, do you know what? Let's just call it. We'll call it right there. Have some Snapple. You've earned it. Absolutely cringing. Could be worse, I guess. I wonder how this lad's first gig went. This is Jerry Cinnamon now. I bet it were all right. This is Belter.
Radio X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
However, right now it is time for us to get into our classic album of the week. My name's George Godfrey, sitting in for Gordon Smart all this week on The Evening Show. And today, our classic album is going to be the second solo effort from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Chasing Yesterday. Heading back to July 2015, the album that featured the likes of In the Heat of the Moment, Ballad of the Mighty Eye, You Know We Can't Go Back. It went straight in at number one on the charts on the release. Although it did get delayed because they had to wait for a few Oasis reissues to go out first. It has since gone platinum. Noel had basically loads of tunes left over from his debut solo album and added that to the pile of his new stuff. He ended up whittling it down from, I think, it was like 50 possible tracks that were ready for this album. Completely self-produced, they said that gave him more freedom, although
He has also said that he's not a fan of the album's title. He doesn't really like that it's called Chasing Yesterday, but hey, it's too late to change it now, mate. One of the tunes on there, The Ballad of the Mighty Eye, features the legendary Johnny Marr, and Noel said that he is a truly great guitarist and has something that nobody else has. I mean, he proved it by apparently wandering into the studio when it was his day to record. I hadn't even listened to the demo and just sort of noodled as he went along to work it out. The album was so well reviewed, critics praising the songwriting and said it was great in that it dealt with both nostalgia and memory and still sounded fresh. Now for me, one of my happy memories of this was that I got to see Noel live on the tour from it. At the time I was working as a videographer doing a bit of filming at some gigs, and I went to see him at this really, really old school South London ballroom, and I remember just walking up and down the pit hiding behind this camera just in absolute awe. But what are your memories of this album? I want to hear all about it. 83936 is the number to text, or you can tweet as well at Radio X. And let's get into our first track from our classic album of the week, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Chasing Yesterday.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X. Radio X.
The penultimate track then from our classic album of the week. That was Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with You Know We Can't Go Back. You're listening to the Radio X Evening Show with me, George Godfrey. And so good getting tunes on from that album. But before it, we had Lock All The Doors, which, if you want a little one for the pub quiz, took 23 years to write. Noel first started it in the 90s, but gave the verse away to the Chemical Brothers for their tune Setting Sun. And then he just spent years and years struggling to rewrite the verse until apparently it just hit him, the melody, when he was outside Tesco's. So there you go. And this song, of course, that you can hear in the background is In The Heat at the moment. It was the first single from the album and apparently inspired by a documentary about an astronaut. I was asking for some of your memories, some of your reactions to these tracks, and Harry's messaged in saying, this album is absolutely class. It's my favourite of Noel's three, without a shadow of a doubt. We've got Adam White on Twitter, who summed it up in three words, my musical awakening, which is a pretty solid review, you've got to say. And then hey to John in Brum, who says, it's the first time I've heard hearing Lock All The Doors on the radio. Yes, mate. Yes, indeed. Radio X.